It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. All of Us is an initiative by the National Institutes of Health to study personalized medicine. The NIH and partner organizations are recruiting people from around the country to study their long-term health through the lens of their personal genome. This sounds very early Star Trek-y to me, and that makes me happy. Well, Scotty, we're showing some plaque in your arteries. Let me run a scanner over that, calibrate how your ancestral atoms react, and clear your heart valves. Yay! But it also makes me think of the Star Treks where the Borg would assimilate humans as if they were drinking water. If our genes are out there in databases, then what can be done with them? Today, we are being joined by two researchers. Murray Brilliant is the director of the Center for Human Genetics at the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute. The Research Institute is one of several dozen organizations selected to participate in the NIH's All of Us research program. Murray, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Carrie. It's great to be here.
And Joni Ritter is the Director of Scientific Programs for the National Institutes of Health's All of Us Research Program. Joni, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So we are also taking your calls as we talk about this All of Us initiative. I think it's a really cool initiative, but it does scare some people who are worried about data and privacy. 800-642-1234. You can also email us at ideas@wpr.org. So, Joni, explain to us what All of Us really is.
Well, okay. So All of Us, you mentioned precision medicine, mm-hmm. and All of Us is really about using precision medicine, which is the concept that it's really about individualizing or personalizing our treatments and ways to prevent diseases. And it's based on a care that would be made to be unique to each of us. We're sort of used to the one-size-fits-all medicine. And we want to really bring in different components of that to understand that it's not one size fits all, that we really need to work on approaches that will better build treatments or prevention approaches better for you. And so we want to bring in understanding more about your environmental exposures, your behavioral lifestyles, and your genetics as well. And so it's broader than just genomics. And so the All of Us program is really a nationwide research effort to take all of these data into sort of a bigger picture to help us speed up the health research and the medical breakthroughs. We're all different, and we need healthcare that's tailored to us as individuals. And so it's just been an unfortunate event that healthcare providers don't always have the information that they need to make those tailored recommendations. And we still don't know everything about the diseases that we face, even mm-hmm. the most common ones. And so because of that, researchers really want to bring in a variety of diverse people across the country to help us really tackle this problem. So we're looking in the All of Us program for 1 million people across the country to help build one of the world's largest, most diverse databases for health research. And we think that this will provide a much bigger collective of information on these sort of common diseases and even rare ones to help us find patterns and clues that will be helpful in figuring out ways in which we can bring people closer to understanding more about their diseases that they face. And hopefully that will help us find treatments and solutions that will be more effective.
Okay, so I want to talk about the logistics of this. You're going to find 1 million people in the U.S. Who will come in. First of all, how are you finding them, and how many people do you have thus far?
Great question. So we have, as of today, about a little over 86,000 people who have decided to register for the program. And many of them have completed the entire process, but not everybody has completed yet. But of that group, 86,000 of them have already registered for the program. So we're really excited about that. And I should say, too, a shout-out to Wisconsin, because they started relatively recently, and there's already over 1,000 people from Wisconsin that have enrolled. So we're really excited about that. Mm-hmm. And we're approaching this in sort of a variety of ways. In the past, we've used research to really to be taking place in academic medical centers around the country. But a lot of times that sort of doesn't get at everyone in the United States. And so we have partnered with a group called Scripps Research Institute, and they are working with their partners, such as Walgreens, Quest, QTC, EMSI, and the National Blood Collaborative, to really help us go out across the country and engage people where they live. So we want to go out to where they live and talk to people about the program and hopefully enroll them. And we're also working with academic medical centers like Dr. Brilliant represents in the state of Wisconsin. And he has a team across the state that's also sort of having a variety of ways in which they can go out and reach people in the state.
Okay, so I want to get back to these numbers here. You're trying to get a million people. You have 86,000. Seems like a very wide gap. What's the timeline here?
Yes. Well, we have this is a 10-year program. We're funded for 10 years to do this research.
And you just started.
And we just started 2 months ago. We launched 2 months ago. We went through a period of sort of beta testing to really sort of kick the tires in all of the work that we're building. This is something that's never been done before. So we had a lot of work to do to sort of build the infrastructure for it. And then we were able to launch on May 6th of this year. And so we're just getting going.
We are talking about the All of Us study, which is going to study precision medicine and how you react to certain environmental and genomic issues differently than other people may react. We are taking your calls on this. Would you like to be a part of this study? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Murray Brilliant, you are a part of the Marshfield Clinic, is part of the All of Us program. How did that come about?
So it's been quite an interesting journey. I was privileged to be at the announcement at the White House about the launch of the Precision Medicine Initiative, and the Marshfield Clinic, as well as our partners throughout the state, including the University of Wisconsin. Medical College of Wisconsin, Frederick Medical Center, and Blood Center of Wisconsin, all of our partners in All of Us Wisconsin have a long history of research that has actually been a blueprint for the All of Us program. For example, at the Marshfield Clinic, we have a population of 20,000 people in a study that's very similar to the All of Us program, but we've come up with some amazing, discoveries as far as the origin of different disorders and actually an ability to look at certain medical conditions that we might have defined as one thing, and actually have learned a lot about different subtypes and different responses of people to therapies. And it's also led to not only the understanding of the cause of many diseases, but also development of new and potential therapies. And this is true for, again, for our partners, academic partners throughout the state. So we've been really thrilled to be part of the National All of Us program, and we feel that this will be just an amazing opportunity to advance the type of health care that's afforded to our fellow Wisconsinites and also throughout the country.
So one of the things that I'm interested in is that, Joni, you talked about environment, how people respond to different environments. So I can be born, I'm an identical twin, just for fun, and I then move to an environment that has like Las Vegas, that has a history of nuclear testing and things in the soil, and my twin stays here in Madison. Is that going to affect my health differently?
That's exactly the kind of questions that we want to try to address, and that's exactly why the environment may be just such a really important, what I would sort of consider what we think of as a non-medical or non-clinical kind of factors that are still very important in your health. And so understanding people who live in those types of environments and what kinds of diets they have and things of that nature, how much they might exercise, are really critical for really adding to the bigger picture of what we can get from, for example, electronic health records or surveys that we might ask that are just really related to health. And so adding in that environmental component is really important.
We will follow up on this when we come back. We're talking about the All Enough, All of Us initiative that is being funded by the NIH. We'll be back in a moment. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. We're exploring the All of Us initiative that aims to personalize medicine via genetic therapy. This kind of treatment is already being used to fight cancers, but the Marshfield Clinic is participating in a new study that hopes to allow doctors to personalize our medical care from birth. Would you participate in this study? Is there something in your family history that you want to have checked out? Give us a call, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. We are talking to Murray Brilliant, who is the director of the Center for Human Genetics at the Marshfield Institute, and Joni Rutter is the director of scientific programs at the NIH All of Us program. Sorry about that, Joni. So I have a question for you here. At the end of a decade's worth of research, will we all what kind of information will we have, and what will this data look like? How will people be able to access it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the hope is that we won't even need to wait until the end of the full decade. We want to make the data available sooner than that. We're actually hoping to make it available in the next year or so. Because we have 86,000 people already sort of part of the process of enrolling, we expect to have a lot of data captured already, and we want to kind of get it out there and allow people to use it. We think that over the course of the decade, though, that data will grow, and it'll be really a rich data set for research to gain access and use. And part of that will be that we'll have different tiers of data that will be available. We'll have a tier that's really available for people who are just kind of curious about what the data, what the database contains, what are sort of the aggregate level types of data, sort of data as a whole, the demographics of the people who are involved in the study. And then we'll have deeper levels of data where you can really dive in and ask really specific questions about certain health conditions. And so we think that over the course of the decade, researchers will be able to use this data in thousands of studies to really look at different health conditions. I think that some of the questions could lead to sort of identifying or understanding different mechanisms or pathways that may lead to certain diseases or even chronic pain, things that have really been tricky, and we haven't really had a good chance to figure those out.
And will this be available to doctors?
To measure that risk.
And will this be available to doctors in, you know, who see patients on the ground every day?
Yes, it'll be available to doctors. It'll be available to the participants themselves. It'll be available to researchers around the country and anyone really who wants to access and use it. We want the best minds out there to really look at this in ways that we haven't thought of before.
We are talking about this All of Us Precision Medicine Initiative, and we're taking your calls, 800-642-1234. Nancy from Madison, welcome to the program.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
My question is, or my concern is, will this study also involve the brain disorders of what we call the serious and persistent mental illnesses, such as schizophrenia, bipolar, clinical depression, those kinds of disorders and diseases, because they affect so many persons in the population?
That's a really interesting question. Is this going to... Murray, is this going to include mental disorders?
We want to have a full representation of all people throughout the United States and all different medical conditions. So that is certainly people suffering from those disorders will be in the All of Us program. We want to be very careful, though, to make sure that individuals are able to, consent independently. And so we're working on processes to ensure that we get representation of individuals, for example, that with impaired cognition and that sort of thing. But we have to do this in a very careful and deliberate way. And so there will be a plan that will allow individuals like that to participate.
Joni, I want to go back to this careful and deliberate way. You are collecting a lot of data. How are you going to keep it secure?
Yes. Protecting participant privacy is really fundamental to our mission, and it's a top priority, as is security. So privacy and security are hugely important. We are using sort of the best-in-class security technologies and expertise to protect participant data and ensure its ethical use. For example, we continuously test and monitor our systems that hold the data, and we use sort of novel approaches. You may have heard of hackathons, for example. So we've employed hackathons to try to get into our database when they really shouldn't be able to. And we do that constantly to make sure that our standards of security are at the top shape. And we've been very successful in doing so far. We also remove sort of the obvious identifiers that people might have in their information. So we encrypt the data and we store it on a secure platform. So researchers who access the data will be required to register with the program and verify their identity. They'll take ethics training and they'll sign a contract for responsible data use. And that will include promising that they will not try to find out who the participant is. And so this is really an important way that researchers will use the data in a secure and central repository instead of sort of making own copies of the data. So that's just some of the ways in which we're really working hard to protect patients' privacy and data security.
Okay, so the people who participate won't necessarily end up with a plan of action that is specifically for them because they're just participating as anonymous research subjects.
That's right. So we will sort of remove those obvious identifiers that would sort of signal to someone about who they are. And that information will not be in the database that's used for research. And so that's how we handle that encryption.
Okay, so what if we then get beyond this and we are using precision medicine, and that would be really cool to be able to say, you are a person in you're a white woman in your mid-30s, and you come from this part of the country or whatever, and you have this genomic predisposition, and therefore we're going to treat your diabetes in this particular way, right? That would be really cool.
That sounds great.
Doesn't it?
It does.
But what if insurance companies got a hold of that? Like what if employers got a hold of that? We have all this data on people. Could it be used nefariously?
What I like to make sure people understand is that we, through the process of signing up for the program, we also try to make sure that we inform people about the risks and also benefits to join the program. And part of the risk is around privacy and security. We can't necessarily say that we will be able to protect it in perpetuity because we never know where those things might come from. We are doing the best we can and use the state-of-the-art processes to do that. But we can't just offer 100% guarantee that something won't happen. So what we can say, though, is that we do have laws in place that will help protect the data as well from people to use it nefariously. And so because we have something called certificates of confidentiality. And these certificates of confidentiality protect participant data from being shared with other agencies of the government or from other types of legal proceedings or anybody else who asks for the data that really is used for different purposes beyond research. And so that is now something that is issued on a mandatory basis for this program. And so it is something that covers any identifiable information and potentially identifiable information. So it's really important that we have this coverage, and this is something that is unique to this program. But now it's actually more for federally funded research. So it's being now done more broadly for federally funded research.
We are talking about the NIH program to study precision medicine, the All of Us program, has a kind of an outpost here in Wisconsin at the Marshfield Clinic, and they are gathering people to help be test subjects for this 10-year program. Would you like to be one of those people? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Joe from Waukesha, welcome to the program.
Hi. I'm reading an article in the most recent issue of National Geographic, The Science of Sleep. And one of the statements encapsulating this is anyone who regularly sleeps less than 6 hours has a higher risk of depression, psychosis, stroke, and obesity. Sleeplessness undermines your whole body. I'm pushing 80. I'm a retired university professor. You know, I travel, I still do, and I've been for as long as I can remember, and that's a long time. I have never slept more than about 4 hours a night. I don't suffer from obesity, psychosis, stroke, or obesity. And I'm looking at, and this is something I've concerned me over the years, this obsession with 8 hours. And I know of people similar to myself who don't need that and need far, far less than that. But the medical profession keeps on harping again and again, oh, if you don't get 8 hours. And it's one of the reasons I've never taken sleeping pills of any kind. And I think it's something that needs to be examined. I think it's something a long, long overdue to be explored and to just knock this myth in the head that everyone needs 8 hours sleep.
Okay. Are we studying sleep with this NIH initiative, Joni?
We are studying just about every aspect of sort of our lifestyles and behaviors that we can, and sleep is certainly among them. Joe, I share your sort of concern about the standards that sort of get developed, and I think that the All of Us program really has a unique opportunity to take a look at the data that are captured. And you know, based on what you said, I really hope you think about joining the study. It sounds like you'd be an interesting person that would have a lot to offer in terms of that type of data, and provide sort of another view of really what are the factors. And it's probably not just one thing that contributes to those diseases that you mentioned that sleep is now tied to. It's probably not that it's sort of free and clear of it, obviously, but there's a bigger issue around the problem of looking at those complex diseases, and it's probably something more than just sleep. And really understanding what those factors are is really important. And so I think as the more data we collect on 1 million people, we'll be able to really use the power behind those numbers to get access and perhaps start to really say it, 8 hours may not be the standard for everyone. It may be the average for a certain age group, for example. But beyond that, we can learn more that it shifts over time, and it's variable.
So there may be people who need less sleep. There may be people who need more sleep.
That's right.
And that's an interesting thing, too. So, like, you know, because we are set up, our society is set up like clockwork. We have to be at work at a certain time when we have to, pick up our kids and go to sleep at a certain time. It's really hard. If some people need more sleep and some people need less sleep, then you've got to factor in their personal cycles as we're setting up the rest of society. Joni, you want to take that?
that's a bigger question, I think. But you know, it's an interesting one. I mean, there's a sociological aspect to this, and we have these devices now that we carry in our hips or our purses called these smartphones. Some people have these wearable watches, and they tell you about your sleep habits, whether you like it or not sometimes. And so I think there's creating this more awareness about how much sleep you're getting or how much physical activity you do or how many steps you take in a day. And, you know, we just don't know enough yet about how sort of very, how much of that, those aspects of the sleep or the physical activity really account for the health conditions that somebody might have. And that's why we need to do this study, because we just need to learn more of that information to find those right patterns for each individual person.
We are talking about the All of Us initiative. All of Us aims to study how different people react to different environmental factors and different genomic factors when they deal with any sort of disease. I might deal with high blood pressure in a different way that somebody else who is a different family from me might deal with high blood pressure. And people want to know those specific things. Marshfield Clinic is a part of this study, and we're taking your calls. Do you want to be part of this? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. So my question here is, Murray, humans are generally pretty much the same. You know, like we're different from animals. We can see that. And there are some therapies like chemotherapy that kind of helps everybody. Are those kind of therapies, those like larger umbrella therapies, are they going to go away with this once we get to precision medicine?
That's a great question. So I don't think that the therapies that we have that are that work really well are going to go away. That's not part of this. But what is important to understand is that some therapies work very, very well for maybe 80% of people, and that's great for them. But for the 20% of people that that derive no benefit from those therapies, we need to better understand the factors that contribute to them not responding to that therapy and develop therapies that will help those 20%. And so it's, again, this one-size-fits-all model isn't correct for human beings. We all have differences. We have differences in our genetics. We have differences in our environment. We have all kinds of differences. And understanding the contribution of those differences to how we might respond to therapies is critically important. We want to have therapies that maybe work for 80% of people, and then therapies for the 20% that need a different therapy. We need to understand who those people are and learn from that. And again, as this program evolves over the years, we will continue to learn and continue to be able to develop research data that will ultimately improve healthcare.
Have you actually talked to patients and seen patients that that precision medicine helps now?
Well, I can use myself as an example of that. I took a particular drug that actually started to slow my heart rate down to dangerous levels, and I was, they were going to give me a pacemaker, but I realized that people with a specific genetic variant, when taking that drug, could have that kind of response.
And so you stopped taking it.
I stopped taking it, and I don't need a pacemaker.
Excellent. Okay, we're going to get back to this in a moment. You just heard Murray Brilliant from the Marshfield Clinic. We also are talking to Joni Rutter from the National Institutes of Health about this All of Us initiative. It's The Morning Show. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. We're talking about the future of medicine, which looks to be more specific to individuals' genome and environment. What kinds of things do you hope you can find if you were able to get information about a million or more people over the course of several years? What information do you want to find about your family history? 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org. That's the email. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. So, Joni, another piece of this All of Us initiative that the NIH is doing, is that you're trying to get a million people, and you need those people to be incredibly diverse, not just racially and ethnically diverse, right? We're also talking about medical history diverse.
Yeah, you got it. So we like to refer to it as sort of this concept of many different diversities, or quadruple diversity, four major areas of diversity, and that's including geography, it's including sort of data types, it's including the health-related information and environmental information. And so we want to make sure that the diversity that we have in our program reflects the diversity of the United States, demographically, geographically, medically, and especially those who have been underrepresented in biomedical research in the past. And we're looking to really change that. And with the scale of a million, we think we can do it.
Okay. And how are you, what questions are you asking to make sure that, like, there's a lot of paperwork that if I want to be part of this study, I'm going to have to probably fill out a lot of paperwork. Yes?
We're actually using more of a digital-based approach. You can go to joinallofus.org and look at our website. And if you choose to enroll, basically what will happen is it will take you to what we call our participant portal. And there you will go through a registration process, and you'll fill out some surveys that will include some demographics about yourself. It'll include a little bit about your high-level health history, high-level sort of information on your lifestyle and behaviors. For example, do you smoke or do you drink alcohol or do you exercise? Those types of questions we start out with. They're fairly brief, and then we ask you to provide us with your electronic health record. And then for those individuals who are interested in moving forward, then we can ask you to come in and give a blood sample and a urine sample. Not everybody has to do everything, but we're looking for people to do all of these different categories to really be considered fully enrolled in the program.
Murray Brilliant, I remember years ago, like maybe 25 years ago, reading a biography of Pat Schroeder, who was a congresswoman from Colorado, who talked about discovering when she got to Congress that most scientific studies were done on white men, and they didn't include women, they didn't include people of color at all. And we found, she and her committee found that actually people who were not white men actually reacted differently to some treatments and had different symptoms to some diseases. Is this going to fill that gap in terms of studying different kinds of people?
Absolutely. And we do have, a diverse population here in Wisconsin. And All of Us Wisconsin is dedicated to ensuring that we capture the diversity here in Wisconsin. And it you're absolutely right that the what might work for middle class white males will not work for others for a variety of different reasons, and so it's really, really important that we do capture the diversity in order to advance healthcare for all. As you know, the whole concept of precision medicine is to tailor treatments to individuals, and because individuals vary, we need to better understand what those differences are and how different people react to different things and how they what their risk factors are.
Joni Rutter, are there some populations that we just don't know that much about?
Absolutely. There are populations, for example, that are just not as robust in research or even in the United States, for example. Different groups, the racial ethnic groups, for example, there are some that are less well represented than others. For example, people who have who are have different sexual orientations are not well represented in research, and people with health statuses for example, we don't know too much about rare diseases and things like that. Identifying those individuals and understanding a little bit more about their biology and these other non-medical factors are so important to really help us raise the awareness of any particular factors that might be really important for understanding how better to treat or prevent diseases in those populations.
Interesting. So somebody who has a different sexual orientation might actually respond differently to obesity or high blood pressure or something like that?
Well, we don't know right now, but what we do know is that some individuals feel less comfortable going to a doctor, for example. And so really making sure that we engage those participants to make sure that they're represented in research so that they don't really get left behind in terms of what kinds of prevention strategies or cures that might come out of this type of thing.
So this may be a social factor, that there are certain groups of people who may not want to go to a doctor or may not want to tell a doctor everything about their lives.
That's right. And it's that's certainly part of the equation. That research can kind of help bridge.
Murray Brilliant, if people call the Marshfield Institute or try to become part of this study, is this a 10-year commitment for them?
We hope so. We're committed to this program for the life of the program, and I would also say it's not just the Marshfield Clinic. Our partners include UW Health and Hospital in Madison,
okay.
Medical College of Wisconsin, and Frederick Medical Center in Milwaukee, as well as Blood Center of Wisconsin. So our aim is in Marshfield, our aim is to include a rural population that is underrepresented in biomedical research. In Madison and Milwaukee, we have diverse communities, and that's our aim to engage them. And I think what's really important to understand is that people who participate in this program, we will have data on people like them. And people who don't participate in the program, we won't have data on people like them. So what we want to have is data on people of all types. And we want to be able to use this to ultimately, for research, to ultimately improve their health care. It's important to note that this is a research project. It's not medical care, but the information from the All of Us program will certainly improve medical care and help to advance the idea of precision medicine, that we can treat individuals based on their individual risk factors and their individual abilities to respond to different therapies.
So here's a question, because I've seen these like 23andMe commercials about, wow, I got my DNA, and my DNA shows that I have a marker for a certain disease, and now I've been able to be proactive about taking care of this. Are you going to tell patients who are part of this study that when they have markers for certain diseases, or is this just so totally anonymous that they won't even know? Joni?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we will be able to tell participants themselves about the information that we collect about them, and genomics will be a part of that. And so the information that we collect on genomics, we plan to do those assays ourselves. We will return that information to the participants in a responsible way and in a way that will make sense to them. And we want to empower the participants here. So we're not going to be providing that information to anyone else but them.
Okay.
But they will have access to that and any other information that we collect about them.
One question I have here is, are participants paid or reimbursed for travel or anything like that?
Oh, yes. As I mentioned, when you go through the sort of the protocol that we have in place, you may be asked to provide a blood or urine sample, and that will allow us to have different measurements taken. If you're measured with these physical measures and you give samples, we will offer you a one-time compensation of $25 because it will require you to go to one of our clinics around the country or ones that are in Wisconsin with Dr. Brilliant. It's not a large monetary compensation, but every little bit helps.
Okay. Murray Brilliant, if people want to participate in at the Marshfield Clinic here in Madison at UW-Madison, if they want to participate in Milwaukee, how do they do that? How do they get this started?
It's really a very easy process. They can go online to joinallofus.org. So it's one word, join all of us.
Oh, the join is part of it, though.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
joinallofus.org.
And that gives them information. Of course, it's up to them to agree to participate, but that the first step is to get information about the program. And also, we have they can call us. We have 800 numbers for the each of our centers. I could give you those, but it's easier to go just to joinallofus.org.
I think that makes total sense. Murray Brilliant is the director of the Center for Human Genetics at Marshfield Clinic Research Institute in Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us, Murray.
It's my pleasure.
Joni Rutter is the director of scientific programs for the National Institutes of Health's All of Us Research Program. Joni, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Carrie. It's been great.
I'm Carrie Kaufman. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network.